We're gonna bring back some memories right now for some of you here. Don, if you hold on a second, I gotta play your theme here.
A tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Oh my gosh, on the phone, one of my favorite TV icons of all time. It's Don Wells, a.k.a. Mary Ann. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning.
Don, so nice talking with you. And by the way, this is talking with you again.
When did we talk last?
We talked several years ago when you had the Gilligan's Island cookbook.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
I still have...
I'm cooking potatoes.
Yeah, you are. I still have an autographed copy of your cookbook at home.
Have you cooked out of it?
No. No.
Because there's about 15 recipes that are so easy and so wonderful. It comes from my family, so browse through it.
I will check that.
Check out Weenie Linguini.
Weenie Linguini. No. Okay. All right. So, Don, you were my favorite castaway on Gilligan's Island. I've always been, you know, just enamored by you. You were that sweet little pigtailed, almost country girl. And Ginger, of course, was the Hollywood starlet. And why do people keep asking Ginger or Mary Ann?
You know, it's a nationwide, or actually worldwide question. I don't know. I think it really, Sherwood Schwartz must have kind of put his thumb on everything. It's a sex symbol versus a girl next door. And I was just doing an autograph show in Boston, and Playboy magazine had a little information box at the end of one of the articles, and it said, Mary Ann still wins, and the girl next door still is the favorite among the polls of what was your, I guess, ideal woman.
Yeah, I go through their girl next door pictures every month. Come on!
It had a little bit to do with the short shorts, but it had nothing to do with Don Wells, you understand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Don, how come Gilligan's Island has lasted so long? It's still in reruns.
Well, we're the longest running show in the history of syndication. I think because it's timeless. There's no cars or clothes that tell you when it was filmed.
Oh, that
is
true.
You can look at it tomorrow and think it's happening right now. I think that's kind of rare. We're out of the living room.
And what a cast. Jim Backus, one of my favorite character actors of all time. Many people knew him as Mr. Magoo from the cartoons, but he was a great character actor. And what a great... And Alan Hale Jr., I mean, I talk about coming from a nice long line of actors. Dad worked with...
Oh, he looked just like his father.
I know!
He looked exactly like his dad.
I still watch a lot of the old Errol Flynn movies, and I see his dad playing his sidekick all the time. And every time I see him, I think of Gilligan's Island.
Exactly, and Robin Hood, he played Little John.
Yeah! It's amazing. Well, Don, what have you been doing since then? I know you've done a bunch of movies,
I've done a bunch of movies and a bunch of theater, and I try to do television. I've been running a film school and been up, kind of involved in the state of Idaho. I grew up fishing there with my dad, and I started out as a little girl being a potato farmer. That's very funny, because we're talking potatoes today.
Really?
Nothing better than an Idaho potato.
No kidding.
Well, and I grew up, my mother, when I was a little girl, gave me a share or something of this little farm, and I got pictures all during the year of how the potatoes grew and what they did, and then in November, I would get this great big box of about 15 great big beautiful Idaho potatoes to bake. And who would know that years later I would be running a film school up in Idaho, that the Idaho Potato Commission sponsored us, and that I'm quite a cook and potatoes. So it's really kind of a full circle. It's kind of fun.
You know, Don, you're never going to have TMZ following you, are you?
I don't know. I hope not.
When you know you've made it.
You're never going to have the crazies chasing. You never really had that, though, did you? It wasn't that way back in the 60s, was it?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because I don't think the Mary Ann or Ginger issue came up for about 4 or 5 years afterwards. As that 14-year-old boy became in his 20s, then I think it kind of that comparison started.
Mm-hmm.
But all during my youth, I should say, as I was touring, doing theater and et cetera, I had a lot of stalkers. I had a lot of, you know, very strange fan mail and a lot of stalkers. And you know where most of it was?
Where?
Was the security guards and the night managers in the hotels.
Oh, wow.
That's really scary.
A couple of national tours, and
wow.
I think things have changed now, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, things are so different now. But
well, there's too much information.
I think you'd think that you could talk to Mary Ann anywhere.
You know?
And I think that's a little different.
Well, I've always found you're just very, you are down home.
I
mean, by nature, right?
I'm so down home.
Well, it seems like it. All right, one more question on Gilligan's Island, then we'll get to what you wanted to talk about, if you don't mind. Bob Denver just passed away not too long ago.
Oh, I know. 2 years.
How was your relationship with him? Was he as zany and crazy?
I'm very privileged to say that he He was a very shy, very introverted, very much an intellectual, but very private. He and his wife were very private people. And I was one of the few people invited to their home and shared some wonderful long conversations with Bobby. I really, really miss him, and he died way too young.
He did. That was a real surprise to everyone.
He was like a little... the character just came from inside. He didn't rehearse or think up things or bits or any of that. It just came from within him. And I think that that's a natural talent that you can't study or become, you know? He just was.
Well, he had several characters. I hate to say it. I go back to Dobie Gillis, The Man Who Loves Dobie Gillis, when he played Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah. That's right. He was a beatnik of that generation.
He was a beatnik on that show. People kind of go, really?
Old, Gary. I'm so glad to hear that.
Told ya! Well, I love those old shows. Now, wait a minute. So how did you get to become, and what are you doing for the potato board in Idaho? I mean, I guess it's a natural thing.
Well, I just love potatoes. For the first, you know, this economy is in trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all worried about budgets and families, and there's nothing better than a potato. It's less than 25 cents a potato. And it's all full of the vitamins and no fat and all of that kind of stuff. That's a real nutrition thing. But it's also, you can eat it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. There's some, I make a coconut cream pie with a potato crust.
You do not.
So, yeah, I do. I do. And the thing is, the Potato Commission, you know, coming from Idaho, there's nothing better than an Idaho potato, but they have sponsored my film festival. I've gotten to know the commissioners and the board, and they're a great, great bunch of people. And, you know, farmers today have a hard time anyway.
Yeah, they do.
You know? And it's just something I'm really thrilled to death to
support. So you ever going to get Willie Nelson to do a concert up in Idaho for you then?
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. Yeah, Idaho's a beautiful place, as you know. It's one of the most beautiful states in the country, and many people don't know that.
No, and you kind of think it as being out there, but I'm a fisherman. And I'm telling you, the rivers, I'm a fly fisherman. What a great spot for that. Skiing, boating, hiking. I mean, it's fresh air. My little ranch is up, we're almost 7,000 feet.
Wow.
So we're way up in the sky. You know?
So, all right, personally, for you, have you been married like since this whole time and raising family? Do you have kids?
I
mean,
I was married and divorced, but my ex-husband was very ill with leukemia, and I took care of him the last 9 years of his life, and I took care of my mom, who I just lost about 2 years ago. So I'm out there free and single.
Okay. Well, Marianne, I got the number, so...
Run away,
Marianne.
Life is great. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. If anybody wants information about what you're talking about, because I know that they have this big survey they sent me, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not doing that too
it's
much cooking today.
It's vegetable, you know, and the favorite way to eat a potato is mashed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun.
No, it's French fries. I don't know where you're getting that mashed stuff. It's French fries, Marianne.
Oh, it's French fries for you. We're all watching our waistlines. We don't need the oil. We just need the nutrition.
Oh, I go to McDonald's. My French fries are very healthy.
Mm-hmm. You know how to make them? You cook them?
Who,
you
me?
You cook them or you swing through and buy them through the drive-thru?
Yeah, that's how I make them. I go right through the drive-thru every morning about 11 o'clock when I get out of here.
He's a man. He doesn't cook.
I don't cook.
Well, I'm going to come and see you when I come to Cleveland because I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, you can do that, and we'll take you to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is just down the street from us, too.
Oh, I'd love that.
And we can have potatoes. I swear.
I'll bring my Idaho potatoes with me.
Okay, you bring those, and Amy will mash them for us.
I'll do what I can.
Good, Amy.
All right. Well, when are you coming to Cleveland?
You don't have to do it with your toes.
Well, see, that's how I usually do it, so you know it's okay.
Don, when are you going to be in Cleveland?
I never know where I'm going to be, so I could be close by.
No.
I wasn't very far.
Well, I'll keep in touch with you, and we'll see. All right, we got to run, and you got to run, but thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you, guys. Bye, Amy. Have a great day, you
guys.
Bye. It's 18 minutes after 6 on the new My 101.7. She is as nice as I thought she'd be. It's been about 10 years since I talked to her.
Yeah, there's no way she's going to remember you.
No, she...
You sure tried.
Did you hear her? She remembered me.
No, she did
she
not.
Did.
I'm sorry. Were you a part of the same conversation?
Yeah, she remembered me.
No. Please, get over.
A tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic board aboard this tiny
selling
ship.
Out to the potato board, though, is just not right. The skipper brave.